What you gonna play now?
Bobby, I don't know. But whatsoever I play, it's got to be funky.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3.
That was Parlay, getting our funk juices flowing on this fun audio excursion here on the Thank Goodness It's Funky Show, doing the tune called Cookie Jar from their 1978 album titled Pleasure Principle. Greetings, funksters, and thank you for making the TGIF show a part of your day. I'm Bob Stolk, your guide, as we venture down the wonderful rabbit holes of funk music and all the great subgenres that it spawned. This adventure might seem a bit eclectic, and sometimes you have to let go of the themes concept and sit back and enjoy the variety. Like this funky bayou soul-flavored tune called Keep It Raw, done by the L.A. bass band The Gumbo Brothers.
We keep it real, we keep it raw. We keep it funky on the Mardi Gras. We keep it real, we keep it raw. We keep it funky on the Mardi Gras.
All the people in the streets better holler, holler. For the people now, make some noise. Lift up your cup and raise your voice.
We keep it real, we keep it raw. We keep it funky on the Mardi Gras. We keep it real, we keep it raw. We keep it funky on the Mardi Gras.
All my people on the floor, can you throw your hands up? If you're out on the floor, now clap your hands. Mardi Gras track, gotta do your dance.
We keep it real, we keep it raw. We keep it funky on the Mardi Gras. We keep it real, we keep it raw. We keep it funky on the Mardi Gras.
Thank you.
And that was the Neville Brothers, a.k.a. the Meters, doing their 1977 hit song, No More Okie Doke, where they were backed by the funky horns of the Tower of Power. And keeping with the Brothers' theme and the New Orleans sound, the Nevilles were preceded by the Justice Brothers from Memphis, doing a tune they released this year called Bustin' Loose. That band has backed the likes of Booker T and the MGs, Greg Almond, Ike Turner, and Dave Stewart, just to name a few. And that was Dave Smith doing that funky solo, which I really love. Our next set follows up on funk bands with strong horn sections done by real players, not synthesizers. Starting off with Philip Lassiter, recorded live in Amsterdam, doing the tune Purple, paying homage to a guy he used to play with, Prince, and features a great solo by Candy Dulfer, who has also played with Prince back when she was starting out. We'll be right back. listening to the TGIF show here on your Island Connection KVSH Vashon. And are we getting funky or what? Yo, wow, that was two great bands there. And that was Haggis Horns doing a tune called Shoulder to Shoulder from their 2020 album, Stand Up for Love, which features John McCallum. And this is your Island Connection, KVSHLP Vashon, 101.9 FM, and streaming on thevoiceofvashon.org, where you can check out a lot of the great shows we produce here at The Voice of Vashon, as well as a couple of my old past shows. Okay, for our next set, we have a couple of tunes that play around with the words funk and family in their titles. First up, doing a tune called Family Funk from their 1985 album Federation of Tackheads, the Parliament Funkadelic spinoff act Jimmy G and the Tackheads. And those of you who are into P-Funk have undoubtedly heard of them, as the band was led by George Clinton's younger brother, Jimmy Giles, and features various musicians and singers from the P-Funk musical collective. Here's Family Funk.
I just got back from the family union, where all the brothers and sisters get it together. I didn't know my kin folks could be so funky.
You're listening to the TGIF show here on your Island Connection KVSH Vashon, where you just got your ears and brain filled with the tune Funky Family, released back in 2022 by a band named Them Vibes. Formed and honed in East Nashville, Tennessee by lead singer Larry Brotherlove Floorman and guitarist Alex Haddad, Them Vibes shook the foundations of Music City with their blitzkrieg live shows and soulful songwritings. Who writes this stuff? Wow! Woo! Anyway, that's a big change from being non-writing members of a country rock band in New York City. Well, they moved to Tennessee and got the funk. Well, you know, I couldn't end this adventure without checking in with the father of funk, right? We're going to close out our show with a James Brown classic, the tune Papa Don't Take No Mess. Here's a little history. Like The Payback, which I featured in a previous show, Papa Don't Take No Mess was originally recorded for a rejected soundtrack to the blaxploitation film Hell Up in Harlem. From Wikipedia, an edited version of the song released as a two-part single in 1974 was Brown's 17th and final number one R&B hit. The full-length version, nearly 14 minutes long, appeared on the double album Hell. Record World said the song was carefully fashioned from disco and pure black leather funk. Well, I could have played the shorter, edited version, but then we would have missed out on the treat of hearing a creative tune in the making, as well as the solos done by Maceo Parker, Fred Wesley, Jimmy Nolan, and James Brown on piano, which we don't hear too much. Plus, I always enjoy the repartee that goes on between Brown and his band. Maceo Parker mentioned in his book 98% Funky Stuff that one of the challenges of working with Brown was being prepared to improvise a solo if he called you out. It definitely kept the band players on their toes. Or they get a fine. Again, thank you for making the TGIF show a part of your day. Join me again next week for another fun audio adventure. And until then, take care. And remember, keep it funky.
Whatever he can, hit me. beat the hell out of us.